Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Final Ride by Chelsea Cameron. Narrated by Lydia Dornay and Aidan Snow. Prologue. Steady Hand.
I need a better man.
Tilly roars, blood seeping through her shirt where she cut herself across the chest while trying to make me stay.
You're right. You do.
I shout back as I pack my bag. How the hell did we end up here? She was supposed to be pussy. In the beginning, that's all she was. Somehow, though, the tangled web we weaved turned into a mess of blurred lines. She wanted more. I gave in, blinded by the pussy, the smiles, the soft whispers against my chest night after night. She became more. Amid getting off, I found her filling more places in my life and my blackened heart that it actually had me thinking we could be the real deal. My old lady, my ride-or-die woman. Yet it became a clusterfuck of misery instead. Grabbing my bag, I don't give her a second look as I start to leave our small trailer. Then two hands grab my neck from behind before her weight slams into my back.
You can't leave me!
She shrieks. My patience gone, I roar.
Bitch, get off me!
I'll show you, bitch, you bastard!
Her screams echo in my ears, making my head pound as her teeth sink into my neck. Going down our narrow hallway, I turn sideways and push her into the wall as I drop my bag and grip her wrists, removing her safely from my body.
Stop!
I yell as her teeth scrape my skin painfully, not wanting to release me. Bending over to pick up my bag, she falls into the wall, and I again make my way down the hall and into the living space. At the front door, I hear a click, a sound I know all too well. Only, it's normally not because there is a gun aimed at me. I'm usually the one pulling back the hammer, making that distinct noise. Now that it's on me, I feel my heart rate speed up, knowing what I will see when I turn around, which I do. Behind me, Tilly is wide-eyed and wild-haired, looking crazed as she holds the pistol in her shaking hands. The woman I love is holding a gun to me like she may actually do something with it. Where did it all go so wrong?
Steady hands make a steady shot, I growl. You got one shot, Tilly, before I'm on your ass. I get to that gun, I promise, my hand will be steady.
I love you,
she whispers, and I tense, waiting for the shot. Moments go by before blinking. I watch her lower the weapon. She's broken. I broke her. I did this. Damn it, this isn't how it's supposed to be. On a whisper, tears filling her eyes, she looks at me and says,
Richard, you're my steady hand. Don't leave me.
The guilt hits me like it always does after she hurts herself. I should keep going, only I know I am her steady. I am her steady. It calls to me, pulls me right back in. The cycle of madness keeps going. Love is pain. Pain is love. Chapter 1. Past and Present Collide. Frisco. Florida. We are in Florida for Paul Victory Watson and Fury MC. The fucker has messed with the wrong ones. Everything happens so fast and in slow motion at the same time. My heart beats faster as we pull in front of the nondescript Spanish-style tiled roof and cream stucco home, not hiding who we are as we ride straight up on our bikes into the cement driveway. I don't know why this ride has me so on edge. From the beginning, 20 years ago, nothing with Fury ever sat right with me. The past always seems to bring conflict to the future,
but this shit ends now. No more Watson. No more Fury. We are here to end it all for good. Fuck the consequences. Women and children have always been off limits to the Hellions. It's not how we work. Yet somehow, we're pulling up to the old lady of our biggest rival's front door, Jane Wheatley, Paul Watson's ex-wife and the mother to his only child. If she doesn't give us the information we need, I have no issue putting a bullet in her fucking brain after everything our club has gone through at the hands of this club. Nothing could prepare me for going up to Jane Wheatley's front door. The doorbell chimes like any other. The door opens, and the woman in front of me is a shadow of someone I once knew. My heart stops, and questions fill my mind as to why she is here. Of all the places, times, situations, my past is colliding with my present in a cold dose of fucked up reality.
Frisco,
she whispers as I look deep into the hazel eyes I used to worship. I wish I could say time has done her good, but it hasn't. Her hair is brittle and sticking out wildly. Her face is wrinkled, but not in laugh lines like someone who has lived a full life. Her lips have the wrinkled marks of a woman who has smoked one too many cigarettes, and she's tanned to the point of looking leathery. Her eyes, though, they kill me. The life is gone. The fight is gone. The woman who pushed so hard for me to choose her is a mess. The woman who once stood in my own damn house with a gun aimed at me looks completely defeated. The very woman who challenged me by flirting with a band one night at the clubhouse in front of my brothers. The single woman who only did what she could to get and keep my attention. It was fucked up. We were fucked up. I know that now. I see it all clear as day. Only, I never wanted her to hurt. I never wished this woman a single ounce of sadness, misery, or pain. Despite that, the woman in front of me shows the wear of all those things plaguing her, and it has been for a long damn time. No fucking way, Danza says over my shoulder. Tilly, I begin, wondering what the hell to say next.
Mom,
I hear a teen's voice call out.
Stay in your room. I'll be right there,
Tilly orders back. We're looking for Jane Wheatley, Danza says as I try to register why Matilda would be here of all places.
You two need to go. Any other brothers you have with you need to turn around and hit 95 North and don't look back.
Tilly, I say her name again. She shakes her head at me.
Fuck,
Danza says, running his fingers through his hair crazily.
I'm sorry, Frisco.
Sorry, I repeat as I try to click pieces together. Loving me was part of a play with Watson? You're Jane? You set me and my club up. She doesn't answer, but looks at Danza.
I'm sorry for the time you lost.
Why is she apologizing to Danza? It's me she attacked more than once. It's me she killed inside when I had to push her away harshly because we were toxic to each other. Yet she's apologizing to my brother? More than that, the gold specks in her wide eyes don't falter under his stare. She's silently admitting some wrong. What? What did Tilly do? Danza's eyes grow wide.
I'll fucking kill her myself.
My mind races. I look at Danza and we both nod as the knowledge settles in for both of us. There's only one reason for her to apologize to my brother. She set him and Round Man up on a transport years ago. The fucking bitch set up my brothers, my club prez and our VP. They both served time, time they can't get back with the ones they love. She took that from them.
My mind races as anger consumes me. They both said they felt set up all those years ago. Meanwhile, I stood up for her. I stood by her. I kept her around. I gave her access to the information she needed to use against my club. Instead of continuing to stand on her front porch, I step into the doorway. Instinctively, she moves back as Danza follows me into her space. You better talk, and you better do it now if you want Shannon to even make it to tomorrow. I have never threatened a child before today, but this woman single-handedly tried to rip me from my Hellions family. Tears fill her eyes.
I guess it's time you know the truth.
Truth? Do you even know the truth yourself?
Frisco, before you think of hurting her, you should know.
Her voice shakes.
She's yours.
Gripping both her shoulders, I pin her to the wall leading to the outside of the house. Bitch, don't you play games with me. You named her after Paul Shannon Watson. Don't think saying she's mine somehow will save her ass or yours. She hiccups a sob before her eyes meet mine, boring a hole into my very soul with her next words.
I deserve that and more. Kill me. I don't care, Frisco, but don't hurt her. She's the only thing I have good in my life.
She pauses, and there is a heaviness in the air as my mind races.
I did love you, Richard. I wanted you to choose me, start over, away from all of this, just you and me. I didn't want to be a pawn in Paul's game anymore. Once I got to know you, I really did care for you.
I don't know how to take her words. I don't know what to think about anything right now. And I don't have to, because Danza cuts in, his words pulling out my anger once more.
Why'd you apologize to me? Say it, cunt. Say the words. Tell me how you cost me and my brother 3 years behind bars. Tell me how you did it, bitch.
I try to fight my urge to kill her and go see for myself if I really have a daughter or not. She blows out a breath.
You deserve to hear me say it. I set you up. The day I kept Frisco home, I had been in touch with the authorities. I set you up.
You fucking cunt!
Danza roars, bumping into my back as I stand stock still. Even though he already knew what she would say, it's hitting him hard.
I lost years with my wife and child because of you. I fucking lost my mind because of wheels you set in motion.
The sound of Harley's pulling up gets our attention. I release Tilly with the intention to move farther into the space and down the hallway to see her daughter for myself before I deal with members of Fury MC who are sure to be outside. Pulling out our Glocks for protection, Danza and I proceed to clear out of the doorway and go deeper into the house just as shots are fired. I turn in time to see Tilly take a hit to the chest and fall. She doesn't scream, doesn't try to get out of the opening. She just takes what's coming. And inside, it kills a little piece of me.
Get the kid, I say to Danza as I rush over to the woman I once cared for.
She's bleeding heavily as she takes another bullet to the leg and arm from the entryway. Getting low, I reach out and drag her toward me. Then I extend my arm out and fire wildly into the yard as I settle her head on my lap. The sound of someone cursing can be heard as I see Tilly has blood coming out of her mouth.
Frisco? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. She's yours.
She chokes out as my jeans become saturated with her blood.
She's yours, Frisco. You've got to believe me. She is yours.
The words strain to come out.
Promise me you'll keep her from Paul. He doesn't know. I just wanted a place to belong. He told me he'd give me that.
She gasps for air as blood trickles from her nose and mouth.
He lied, Frisco. He gave me hell, not a home. Don't let Shannon go back to that.
The shots are still coming as Danza drags out a dark-haired teen girl behind him. Her eyes meet mine. I swear I'm looking in a fucking mirror.
Mom!
She calls out from behind Danza, trying to see her mother. But the two of us are in her way.
Shannon, my sweet.
She starts to choke, but fights it back, fighting to keep her voice steady and not scare her daughter.
Go with them when they say go. I love you. And I'm sorry.
The girl doesn't move, doesn't speak, but I see what I hope is a slight nod of her head in agreement. If she's mine, I'll keep her from Paul. I give my word right as Tilly's eyes close and her head falls back.
Gotta get the hell out of here. She goes with us, I tell Danza, getting to my feet. The same second I spit out my orders, Shannon sees her mother and wails hysterically.
Shannon's inside,
I hear one of the assholes outside say.
Get out of here now, Prez won't want her hurt.
Well, thank fuck for that, since she may very well be mine after all. I can't help wondering if Watson already sees that for himself, too. I will damn sure kill him before he makes another play on my brothers, my club, and if she's mine, my daughter.
Shannon. I can't believe Snake and Gomer left me here with the Hellions. My mind races as I'm told to get on Frisco's bike. Part of me wants to hesitate, yet I'm too numb to think clearly. My mother always trusted this man, yet the biggest disgrace I could give Fury MC is to take the back of a Hellion's bike. Am I loyal to Fury? Can I turn down my mother's dying wish? My mind blanks as I put my hands around the waist of the man who has the same eyes as me. How can I look so much like the man my mother has pined over for years? How can I feel like he has all the answers, and I need to go just to find out, when I have never met him before? The stranger in front of me holds the keys to my past, my present, and possibly my future. My mom told me she did some bad things, and being with my dad was her karma for what she did to Richard Frisco Billings. However, the price she paid for the past is far too high. In the blink of an eye, a flash of light, the crack of gunshots. My mother is dead. She's gone. All the years and everything she has fought to save me from has left her dead, and me exactly where my father never wanted me to be, with the Hellions MC. Numb. Even as the wind whips against my face and the rumble of the bike assaults my ears, I'm numb. Everything inside me is slowly shutting down. I am as dead inside as my mother is in our house. My heart beats frantically. My skin feels like I'm covered in a fine sheen of sweat, yet I'm cold on the inside and out. I feel like my head may explode from everything I'm trying to process. No matter the rights or the wrongs of the past, Fury MC took my mother from me before I was born, and they took her body from me today. The only glimpse I ever had to the woman inside was when Vic and the club stayed away for more than a week. It was like she relaxed and could pretend like we weren't tangled up in their messes. As soon as any one of them showed a sign of Fury having the power over her, over me, she went cycling, spinning down the rabbit hole of darkness, and I always wondered, when the day came when she couldn't find her way out, what would happen to me? Can the Hellions MC be any worse? Can this be my chance at something new? A fresh start may be exactly what I need. The ride is a blur as my mind races with thoughts of staying with the strangers or simply finding my own way out without anyone's help. Then we pull up to what looks like someone's bike shop, and I don't even think about how we got here or where we may be. When Frisco pulls to a stop, I jump off from behind him as if the bike were searing me. Physically, though, I'm not burned. It's emotionally. There, cut to the core, I am an inferno blazing from the inside out, scarred for life. My head pounds as my emotions run wild. I'm a twisted mess of loyalty, betrayal, truth and lies. I watch Frisco lift the third rail of the porch to release a hidden key. Then I follow silently as he leads us inside a space he obviously has been to before. The air is musty. Looking around, I take the space in. It's a crash pad of sorts. A simple loft with a kitchenette, a queen bed, and a sofa. There isn't much in the way of privacy, with a trifold screen being the only thing to separate the toilet and shower from the rest of the space. What have I gotten myself into? Will I be safe here? I want to cry, scream, crawl into a corner, and then be silent, rocking myself like an insane person, which is exactly how I feel right now. I can't decide if I should find elation in my chance to have a new beginning, or if I should be fearful of what hell I'm walking into. How did I wake up this morning, as if it were every other day, and in the span of a few hours, my whole world is turned upside down? Is Vic looking for me? Are they coming after me? Will I get taken back and locked down for knowing too much? Fear hits me like it never has before. This is a mess. Last year, one of my teachers went on and on about our futures, and that being afraid of the unknown was healthy. It's what drives our human instinct to go into fight-or-flight mode. We fear the things we can't see, touch, feel, or explain. We fear what we don't know, comprehend, or haven't experienced. I don't think this is what she was talking about with my future. Yet, here I am. I should be afraid. And I am, to some degree. Currently, though, I find myself curious more than anything. Time to face some facts. He looks like me. Richard Frisco Billings could be my father. My mother never knew, but I heard the guys whispering about it when I was little. Vic always said I was his trophy from the Hellions. I never understood what that meant, but looking at the eyes that are so like my own, I can't help wondering. I may have been raised Fury, but it seems I was born a Hellion. Regardless, I feel at a disadvantage. I don't know this man. I don't know his club. More than anything, I don't know how to read him or my situation. Yet, there is a longing for me to know what he is like, what similarities we share. There is a wonder inside me, curious to know what my mother was like when she was in love with someone, not simply obligated to them by actions of her past. And this man did affect my mother. There were times, when I was little, when she would scream at Vic that he wasn't the man Frisco was. She longed to have her life back with this man. She told me so more than once. There is something in him that cut her deeply. There was a passion, an emotion, maybe even, dare I say, love, they once shared that changed her. My mother is, or should I say was, far from a saint, but she was my mother. She also never let any of the bad touch me. No matter how hard Vic tried to pull me into the club, she fought to keep it to a minimum. No matter the beatings, the threats, or what she had to give him or do for him to keep me away from his lifestyle, she did her best. Compromises? Yes. She gave in to a ride, sometimes into the fold. It was always at a minimum, though. Now I see that she held me back when she could. If I was in the fold with the club, I would have expected Snake and Gomer today. It's obvious, as much time as I was around Fury and Vic, I wasn't privy to everything. So many things that I wondered all along are suddenly so clear. Yet, just like my emotions, everything is a tangled mess of confusion and contradiction. The ping of Frisco's phone has me watching him. Whatever he reads has his face contorting in some unknown emotion. Then he watches me. The man with a salt-and-pepper goatee that matches his short, slicked back hair, with his golden skin tanned from hours exposed to the sun, looks younger than what I know his age to be. He could easily wear a suit and fit into the business world with the way he carries himself. My mother once told me he was named Frisco because he was the California kid, hailing from San Francisco. I can't help wondering what brought him to be a gypsy of sorts. What led the California kid to settle in North Carolina? What led the wanderer to commit to the Brotherhood of the Hellions MC? The question I really want answered, though, even if I'm afraid to ask it, is, what's the history with my dad? Well, I should say, Paul Vic Victory Shannon Watson that made Frisco his target. I know, from learning over the years, that Paul's kryptonite is the Hellions MC. Anytime anyone wanted a rise out of him, all they had to do was mention Roundman and the Hellions. It was almost as if, every time I came around, I was a reminder of them. Someone would see me and mention the Hellions or North Carolina just to throw it in Vic's face. Now I think I can sort out why. But how does Frisco play into that? Will he hurt me just to bring pain to Vic? The little bit of chatter I have overheard is that the Hellions don't involve women and children in their business. Despite this, will I become a pawn in some war between the two rivals? Does he even care that I'm his own flesh and blood? I know about club life. I know all too well that brotherhood is above all else, including blood. My head pounds as my thoughts continue to race in circles. Finally, I decide I need to speak, if for nothing else than to find some sort of shared solid ground between us. Frisco? I ask softly, watching his reaction. Yeah, he responds, his eyes meeting mine before quickly dropping his stare. Fear grips me. It takes a stronghold around my throat. Still, I must press on. He should know that my mom only wanted to protect me. If she had told Vic the truth, I would be dead, and she would have met the same fate sooner. Mom, well, she didn't mean to do it. What do you know? He raises an eyebrow at me, studying me as hard as I was previously studying him. Moving to the couch, I drop haphazardly onto the worn cushions, feeling the weight of the past crushing me. I feel the burden of knowing too much hold on to me, as tightly as the fear of what my future may be. Dizziness swirls in my mind like a tornado as I try to figure out what to tell him. More than I should, I huff out. Looking at you, it's obvious my dad isn't my dad. Thinking about it now, he had a plan for me. I let the memories wash over me. Funny how something happens, and then suddenly everything you thought you knew shows itself in a whole new light. Things he said over the years. He was buying time, and then he was going to show me to you, I suppose. He would always tell Mom that the day would come when he would proudly have me on display, like his trophy from the Hellions. It's crazy to think on it now. I used to feel like he was proud of me when he called me his trophy. Now my stomach twists painfully as the reality washes over me of what that truly meant. Frisco nods. I know it's not easy, but can you tell me more? Loyalty, betrayal. The lines between the two are a blur. Do I give my loyalty to the man whose blood pumps through my veins? Do I tell him what I know? How much do I share before I betray the man and the club who are all I've known? I know my mom was with him when she was young. She was like 14-ish when she met him. He was down here on vacation, visiting his Uncle Cheeks, who was in Fury. He went back to North Carolina because that's where he lived. Then Mom said he suddenly lived here and was trying to patch into the club. She said she thought the life on the edge was exciting and fell hopelessly in love with him. Then Paul Watson was no more, and in his place was Victory, or Vic, as the guys in the club called him. He was consumed by some club called the Hellions, which I see now are you guys. Did your mom tell you about us? I shake my head, emotions bombarding me. Not your club, but you. I know about you. Vic thought you were his way in. Mom said she met you, and the more she fought
Sample complete. Ready to continue?